Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Historical Society Executive Director Valerie Van Coten joins us on today's program to provide an update about the latest going on at Pella Historical Society in this late part of summer into the fall. Well, Val, some great news coming up for Pella Historical Society that was announced this week. We're going to start with something that took place over the weekend and has to do with the Sculpey Gardens, a project that has drawn the attention of so many in our community right there at the corner of Main and Washington. And a bit of luck, if you will, that made a new piece in addition to that garden really come together. Tell our listeners about the gazebo and its move from Pella Regional.
Well, we knew from the beginning we were going to put a gazebo in Sculpey Gardens, and we had the pad poured. We knew it was going to be a 16 feet in diameter. We were looking at different patterns and people to build it. And about that time, we found out that the hospital, Pella Regional Health Center, had a gazebo off of their nursing home wing, or the former wing, that they wanted to dismantle. And it turned out it was exactly 16 feet in diameter, and it had just been built not that many years ago. It was still in very good shape, and they said we could have it with the blessing of the Evers family, who had donated it originally in honor of their father. And so we got people rounded up to move it. It was moved last Saturday, and we kind of wondered how that would go. But once it was loaded up, it took about 5 minutes to get it across town, and the whole thing was done in about 3 hours.
And overall, what's the progress in the Sculpey Gardens? Because I know a lot of people are excited to see what it looks like when it's finally done.
Well, the brickwork continues, and the brickwork has gone on for a long time. But if you walk over there, you'll see why. There are so many little areas where the brick has to be cut very meticulously and put in place. We're putting some insets of tulips inside the brickwork. So the brickwork will be done here in the next week or two. And then more of the plantings will begin, and we'll be able to kind of take it to the next phase.
Well, and that is all tied in with some very big news for the Historical Society. For the past year, we've been talking about the campaign, Forging Our Future, $2.5 million. The big news is you're finally there.
We are. We have gone over the top in about a year's time, and we're very excited about that. And we're so appreciative of those who continue to send gifts and who continue to give, because we know that with all these extra projects, we need a bit of an endowment for keeping them up. You can't just put these things in place and then expect them to take care of themselves. And so we're really thrilled that we're fully funded and we can begin work on all phases.
Beyond that, there are still some programs left coming up this fall. We'll start with one that it's kind of a continuation on the Historical Society series that has to do with World War II and the Holocaust. And you actually, in fact, have a gentleman who was a child that lived through the Holocaust that's going to be speaking here in Pella.
Yeah, one of our members, John Verome, became friends with Dirk Van Leenen, who lives in Arizona. And Dirk was a child during the World War II, and he and his father, he traveled with his father on his bike all over the Netherlands. His father worked for the resistance, and as a young boy, he was part of that, and it's a fascinating story. Dirk has written 3 books. He's going to have them for sale, and we also have them for sale here at the bookstore, here at the gift shop at Pella Historical. But Dirk's going to be speaking on Thursday, September 13, at the Cox Snow Music Center at 7 o'clock. And that's free, that's open to the public, and we really hope a lot of people will come and hear his story.
And then beyond that, coming up, other activities this month, the Fall Festival is returning here. What are some of the activities folks can do in regards to Pella Historical Society and enjoying a wonderful season this time of year?
Well, Fall Festival is one of the 2 times of year when all of our artisans are in place. The blacksmith is here, and the chair caners, and the timmermen, the carpenters, and all these people are doing their old-fashioned trades. And so we really want people to come in and see that. And thanks to Wells Fargo, who is sponsoring Fall Festival this year, admission will be $1 a person. So it's a great time to come in. That evening, we're going to do something for the first time. We're going to do an outdoor movie at 7:30 that night. Bring your chairs, bring your blankets. We're going to be showing Peter Rabbit, and that will be free and open to the public.
And now this is also the time of year people get excited. We talk about the events, but we start thinking about Tulip Time publicly. And that's, of course, the Tulip Queen selection process. We're going to have Lori Lorenz with the steering committee on here sometime soon. But that process is underway. So if there are high school seniors that are girls here in Pella, Pella Christian Homeschool in the Pella Community School District, now's the time to start thinking about that.
It is. We would love to have every girl who is eligible. If you are a senior girl in the Pella Community School District who lives there, you are eligible to go out for Tulip Queen, and we would love to have you. It's a fun process. It's an honor to go through the process, and I think you'll learn a lot and you'll enjoy it at the same time.
Once again, that was Pella Historical Society Executive Director Valerie Van Coten. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.